We Talk of Christ, Finding Peace in Troubled Times, by Elder Per G. Malm of the 70. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. In downtown Gothenburg, Sweden, there is a broad boulevard with beautiful trees on each side. One day, I saw a hole in the trunk of one of the huge trees, so I curiously looked inside and saw that the tree was completely hollow. I was surprised that the tree could still stand, so I looked up and saw a wide steel belt mounted around the upper part of the trunk. Attached to the belt were several steel wires, and they in turn were fastened and anchored to nearby buildings. From a distance, it looked like the other trees. It was only when looking inside that one could detect that it was hollow instead of having a solid, strong trunk. In time, the tree could not be saved and had to be taken down. Just as a young tree grows bit by bit into a sturdy tree, so we can grow step by step in our capacity to be solid and filled from the inside out, in contrast to the hollow tree. It is through the healing atonement of Jesus Christ that we may have the strength to stand tall and strong and to have our souls be filled with light, understanding, joy, and love. Faith in Jesus Christ and following His teachings give us a firm hope, and this hope becomes a solid anchor to our souls. We can become steadfast and immovable. We can have lasting inner peace. We can enter into the rest of the Lord. Only if we turn away from light and truth will a hollow feeling of emptiness, like the trees, occupy the innermost chambers of our souls. Let us focus on those things that will sustain a lasting peace of mind and heart. Then our confidence will wax strong in the presence of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. The promise to enter into the rest of the Lord, to receive the gift of peace, is far from a temporary worldly satisfaction. It is indeed a heavenly gift. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. He has the power to heal and strengthen the soul. He is Jesus Christ. From Rest Unto Your Souls, Liahona and Ensign, November 2010, pages 101 and 102. Note, for more information on this topic, see Mosiah chapter 24, verse 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 34 and verse 36, section 59, verse 23, section 78, verses 17 and 18, Joseph B. Worthlin, Peace Within, Ensign, May 1991, page 36, and Neil A. Maxwell, Encircled in the Arms of His Love, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 16. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Sidebars. In a world of tribulation. The Savior spoke to his disciples as he faced his crucifixion and as they faced fear, disarray, and persecution. In his last collective counsel to them in mortality, he said, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. So, in a world of tribulation, let's remember our faith, and let's live life more fully, with more boldness and courage than at any other time. Christ has overcome the world and made a path for us. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. This, The Greatest of All Dispensations, Liahona, July 2007, page 20, Ensign, July 2007, page 54. How can we find peace and hope in troubled times? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles helps answer this question in This, The Greatest of All Dispensations, Liahona, July 2007, page 18, Ensign, July 2007, page 53. 1. Live as faithfully as we possibly can. We must not be paralyzed just because of events ahead of us somewhere. 2. Never let fear and the father of fear, Satan himself, divert us from our faith and faithful living. 3. Be faithful. God is in charge. He knows your name, and he knows your need. Consider searching the Scriptures for verses on hope, peace, and faith in Jesus Christ. End of the article, Finding Peace in Troubled Times, by Elder Per G. Mohm of the 70.